And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys pizza special. It's Shasta's Pizza Corner. And we're gonna just pound the pizza to death until you have to have some.
You have to make one.
Yeah. I do like your idea about pre-cooking the crust, though.
Yeah.
When I was a baby cooker, I used to do that because I just had an absolute fit over doughy crust. But my daughter, Emily, which I've talked about a bunch, and she's not my favorite or anything. She's just like the best cook in the family. She surpassed me. Daughter Maggie's... birthday was, it's today.
Aww.
So we're going to celebrate that.
Happy
and I don't want to leave her out of it.
Right.
But it was Friday. I'm sorry. Got to get my, I got too many kids to remember all the dates. My wife's way better.
You have a whole football team.
Yeah. So she really wowed me with this technique that she learned from. She watches cooking shows, Martha Ray, you name it.
Did you mean Rachel Ray?
Rachel Ray, Martha Stewart.
There you go.
Ray, James Brown, all those guys. And so she has me get this special flour for it, and it was a yellow flour, and I wish I could think of the name of it, but I did buy it at the supermarket. It's not like real hard to get, but it's a high protein.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little freaked out about it because of the color, for one thing. You can't tell after you bake it. I mean, it's just gorgeous, and it's so tasty. But she put in a couple teaspoons of yeast and sugar and salt and then warm water. And she put all this with this flour in the mixer. And she mixed it in the mixer for, like, I don't know, 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She didn't even proof the yeast.
And it just popped up, huh?
Yeah. So she put all the dry ingredients in and put the mixer on and just kept pouring the water in until it was to a consistency she wanted.
That she wanted.
And left that in there for like 5 minutes. And I'm thinking, she's going to kill the yeast.
Right.
She's going to beat the crap out of the yeast. It's not going to rise.
That's what I would think.
And I'll tell you what.
It's delicious,
I would never think about making the crust without using the mixer. Now, my wife has one of those big monster mixers, KitchenAid or something like
monster.
That. And so it'll handle the bigger batches like that. And that was just a cool trick.
Yeah.
That was just a cool trick.
Yeah, it's a nice, easy way to do it. So you don't have to necessarily knead it and you kind of put it in there and forget it for a little bit.
Yeah. And so that's just, again, I know I'm pausing and hesitating, but I got this secret to crust that I really have to figure out. And there's like nothing I can't make, and that one still defeats me.
I think that you are just struggling because maybe Emily makes a better pizza crust than you.
Well, she doesn't come up enough. If she'd just come up and make a bunch of crust,
then you'd be all set,
yeah.
Right? You could freeze them and pull them out when you need them.
So let's talk about toppings for pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to fire up your Big Primo charcoal smoker, made in America, made in Georgia. Put that pizza stone on there. Put your crust on there and let it smoke away for 5 minutes.
Right.
What are we going to put on top of that? Let's say we're going to use a pizza sauce and we're just going to buy it. Cantina or what's
whatever
that one?
Whatever your flavor of choice is.
Yeah,
there are
just
all
a decent pizza sauce. And Corey was talking about sauteing the vegetables.
Yes.
I don't do that.
So that's a great way if you want to jump your flavor up a little bit more. Raw veggies are great. They cook only so much when you put them in an oven or on the grill. Mm-hmm. They're only going to cook so much, especially when you've got your temperature up to 5 or 550 and the pizza's really only in there for, you know, a small handful of minutes. So what we've done and we love to do is saute like onions. If you like onions on your pizza, saute them up with a little bit of oil.
And that's what they do at the Flat River Grill. Okay. So I think you're onto something.
And then
there.
Balsamic vinegar.
I think Corey's onto something.
Yeah, he might be. Yeah.
I think he's on something.
That's possible.
So I've noticed that when I'm putting artichokes on, Reese's sells artichoke.
Right.
And they have a marinated grilled artichoke. And you're absolutely right. That's the best one. Mm-hmm. I'll eat a whole jar of them.
They're so good. Yeah. You know, Costco has a really good marinated artichoke as well. But I find on pizza, sometimes you got to take those out of their container and just kind of let them get some of that extra moisture out so you don't
go back
to the same situation of a runny dough in the middle.
And the too much water on your pizza.
Right.
And I guess, you know, another thing I would probably question is, how much cheese do you put on it? Because if you put too much cheese on it, your sauce never evaporates enough to really dry out. So maybe you can stage the cheese a little bit too and top it off at the end with your parm.
Yeah, and you know, you can also do a quick broil on it too. You know, you could pump that grill up even more, or if you've got another grill that's I think it's a KitchenAid built in outside, mm-hmm. and that thing's got a broiler on it.
Really?
So you can pop the pizza right into the broiler and then just, you know, knock that cheese up one more notch.
I thought you were going to say Papa John. So how about, have you ever made a dessert pizza?
You know, I have. And like you, I was not impressed with my dessert pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that makes me feel better right off the bat.
See? There you go. You're not the only one. And this was actually a pre-made crust as well. I just couldn't get... I couldn't get the consistency the right way. Now I've had these pizzas, and I absolutely love dessert pizzas when someone else makes
them. I have a chef friend, and he built a big pizza oven, and we used to go over there and just grill all night. We'd build pizzas, and he would literally buy his preloaded crusts from Gordon's. They were fantastic.
Really?
Yeah, they're like partially baked.
Okay.
And you just put your stuff on them, throw them in the oven.
So why are you not doing that with your dysfunction on your crust?
My therapist says, well, Maureen makes a great dessert pizza.
Does she?
And she'll make just a little crust. She'll pre-bake it, and then she'll mix up like some cream cheese with, I think, powdered sugar maybe.
Sure.
And she'll spread that on top and then cut up a bunch of kiwi and tomato or
Strawberries. Yeah, different fruit.
And that is a fantastic dessert pizza.
I love that
pineapple
dessert pizza. If I could
blueberries.
Get the crust right.
Yeah. Well,
I may be going to Gordon's.
Yeah. That honestly, they're really good.
That's good to know.
And I was so impressed because the dude's a chef.
Yeah.
He's an instructor. We've had him on the show. He teaches at the Secchia Culinary College, and he still buys them.
That's awesome.
So why am I so hung up for crying out loud?
Yeah, that just shows everyone you can do it.
This has been like a therapy session.
Yes.
I'm really sorry to put you all through this.
Wait till you see the bill.
No, I'm not sorry.
Oh.
So let's beat the subject to death. In the last segment, and it'll be out of our lives. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey, this is Joe from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Man Law, Man Law number 25, inspired by Corey. Being a pirate should be considered a manly job because pirates get two types of booty. again, sorry for torturing you with my dough therapy, but I feel better. So yes. As long as you all are taking part of my pain off, that's... It's the least you can do for me so I can survive. I guess we should talk a little bit about let's walk through an Old World Olive Company store.
Sure.
Let's say I want to build one of these pizzas on my grill. What am I going to buy from you?
So if I were you, knowing your dough aversion, first of all, I'd already have the dough, right?
It'd be proofing. Yeah,
okay.
Thanks.
And then okay. I would head out to my local Old World Olive Company store, whichever one's closest. I would probably pick up either, depends on where you're going to go with your pizza. Are you going to do a margarita pizza? Or are you going to do
That's what they call it at Flat.
Okay.
Margarita.
So that's
the one with the sautéed onions and the balsamic.
And maybe some basil on it and
yes.
tomatoes.
Yes.
Okay. And if they're using sun-dried tomato, that's a really nice and different spin.
I don't know that. It might be just a roasted tomato.
Okay. Well, still, that's a nice variation.
Yeah.
So for that, I would baste the crust after you've cooked it a little bit, flip the sides on the grill. I would baste that crust with some basil, olive oil, and...
A little basil basting.
Yeah, basil basting. Yep, that's exactly what I would do.
Don't touch it, Corey.
And then... I would saute the onions. If some people like the traditional
margarita. I think they do that. Absolutely.
But I think, sauteed onion on that would be delicious.
And don't you saute that in like a good EVO and then some
yes.
balsamic?
Yeah, and you could even still put the basil oil in if you want that nice every bite to have a little bit of basil.
You know the oil you guys have that blows my mind?
Which one?
Pesto.
Oh, right.
And that would probably be the one I would choose for a pizza.
That is such an easy oil. It's a lot like the
flavor
Tuscan herb.
Is absolutely perfect. I'll take that over.
Yeah.
It's right up there with garlic for me now.
Yeah, I think so too. It's a simple and go-to oil. It has all of the herbs already in it for you. It is literally one you can just pour on and you're done.
So now in your Rockford store, you recently just did a big change there.
Yeah, we did. So we opened what's called the Wave Shack. And it's on the very back end of the Old World Olive Co. in Rockford. So essentially we transformed our back room and made it into a kitchen.
Is that where you keep Corey now?
Well, we
just
used to.
Chain him up back there? And
but now,
let him shave the ice?
We've got him in
I see he doesn't shave his face, so he could
right?
at least shave some ice.
Right?
Or is that how you shave the ice? You just rub it on your face?
Rub his face on it.
When I lived in Hawaii, shave ice was a big deal.
It's huge.
And I never was, the guy that had to have it, but... In Hawaii, all the youngsters had to have shave ice.
Well, it's a great alternative. It's a healthy alternative to ice cream.
Yes.
And it is not a snow cone.
Is it keto friendly?
Most of them have sugar, but we do have some sugar-free options as well.
Uh-huh.
So if you're trying to watch the sugar, that's
so
a good way.
So the keto diets not let you have sugar? That's why I'm fat.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh,
so tell us about the shave ice. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going great. We've been open just a handful of days now. We've had a great response from
the
community. In the heat. It's been great weather for shave ice. And
you just can't make them up in advance.
You can't make them in advance. Right. But it's the coolest thing because there's a technique to it. You've got to have the right machine.
Sure.
You've got to shave it just right so the ice is fluffy and not crunchy. The flavor is, it permeates all the way through, so every bite has a flavor, unlike a snow cone, where you just
the top sucks. You can't wait to get to the bottom.
Right. You suck all the flavor out of it, and then you're just left with ice crystals.
So have you ever thought about maybe having a loaded shave ice?
Yeah.
Where you hid like a piece of fruit or something in the middle? Or
yeah. Actually, though, when you said loaded, I was going a different direction. I was going into like wine slushies or alcoholic slushies, because you know we've got that Rora, the outside refreshment area in Rockford.
Really?
So yeah, that's maybe something down the line.
So you could do like a tequila shave ice. Yeah. Like a margarita shave ice.
We do have a margarita flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you could just have a little flask in your pocket and just top it off on your way out?
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, you know.
All right. Well, listen, we sure appreciate you joining us. And thanks for the therapy. I feel better, regardless of whether or not you do. This time, you're going to have to take one for this team. We'll look forward to talking to you next week, and you have a great weekend. Thanks.